Many people are currently going through a spiritual awakening, whether you know it or not. But what does a spiritual awakening look like? Well, on the one hand, it can be an amazing experience as our minds open up to a much broader perspective of the world and reality. But on the other hand, it can be filled with many challenging experiences. I'm Liz Watt. Welcome back to where we explore how to navigate awakening and ascension and design and live a purpose-led life. In this episode, I want to share with you how a spiritual awakening may start, what it actually is, the benefits and challenges, my personal experience of spiritual awakening, what this process can feel like and how to navigate it. So how might it begin? Well, a spiritual awakening can begin with a really dramatic event or a subtle shift and small changes over time. So you might be faced with inner turmoil and a sense of dissatisfaction or disconnection from the world. And this can result from one or more of the following. A natural awakening is a slow, subtle process of awakening that occurs naturally. And it can be triggered by spiritual practices like journaling, meditation, mindfulness, or yoga. You could have an existential crisis, which is also known as a dark night of the soul. So a person begins to question the meaning of life and the reasons for being. And this experience can include periods of spiritual depression or a life-changing experience. You might have a traumatic experience such as abuse or an accident. And this event profoundly impacts our physical, mental, and emotional well-being and requires healing over some time. You may have a life-changing event such as a job loss, the death of a loved one, relationship breakdown or a financial crisis. And these events can change the very course of your life. You may have a near-death experience where you nearly die, which can cause people to question their lives. So that's how it starts, but then what is a spiritual awakening? Well, let's look at a few definitions. Spiritual is that which relates to regions beyond the three-dimensional and physical nature of the earth. It can also be known as ethereal, metaphysical, mystical, supernatural, unearthly, or celestial. Awaken is to come into awareness of something. So spiritual awakening is becoming aware of that which relates to regions or realms beyond the three-dimensional and physical reality that we know. A spiritual awakening is a call to ascend to a higher consciousness and a deeper level of awareness, understanding, and knowing. It's the process of questioning the point of life beyond just your personal experience. It's a process of connecting to something greater than yourself, discovering what it is and beginning to know and embody it. Spiritual awakening is seeing the world and reality for what it is, both the darkness and the light, or both the negative and the positive. So if this is beginning to make sense and you want to know more about awakening and ascension, then make sure you hit like and subscribe. So let's look at the benefits of spiritual awakening. So for many, it can begin with wanting more in life, getting curious and asking big questions. And we begin to explore concepts of God, the meaning of life, the source of our existence, what happens after death, creativity or universal law, the law of attraction, and even how energy influences everything. You might start to discover truths about how your potential expands beyond what we thought we were capable of. And when you find the light, you realize everything is connected and we are one. When you find the light, you see more possibilities for life than you could ever have imagined. At the same time, as you begin to know the light more, you'll see equal amounts of the dark. If you're attached to the light and do not want to look at the dark, this will cause pain and suffering and prolong the awakening process. The benefit is in finding the light. The challenge is in finding the dark. So many begin to see aspects of the dark after the light, and it can be a real come down after such a high. So for others, they see the dark first as they're dissatisfied with life and the world. And for these people, they'll move into the light when they've moved through the dark. Now, the dark is not necessarily evil, negative, or bad. The dark is a shadow. It's the things that exist but have been hidden from sight and the light. So the shadow is the aspects of ourselves and society and the world that we've hidden, suppressed, repressed, ignored, and just don't want to see. They're the parts that we've been holding back and that need to be exposed and be seen. So continuing to suppress and ignore these aspects will only cause prolonged suffering. And the way through the darkness and back to the light is to look at it, confront it, see it for what it is and face it head on. So during a spiritual awakening, there's a period and a process of oscillation between the dark and the light. You stay in the dark, then you move to the light, then back to the dark again. But each time you see and understand it at a deeper level, and you come out of this oscillation transformation when you lose emotional attachment to the dark and the light, and you can allow both to exist. So you raise your vibration when you see both the light and dark aspects of yourself and the world outside, and you can allow them for what they are. Then you can change the world. So what might a spiritual awakening look like? Well, I'll give you an example of my own journey. My spiritual awakening feels like a very long, drawn-out process over the last decade, if not longer. So I did everything I was told for most of my life in terms of studying hard, getting good grades, a career, a good job. But there was always something niggling in the background, this kind of striving for more, like something was missing. So I struggled to hold down a job for the long term. It wasn't because I wasn't good at it. I'd master it and then I'd get bored and move on. I struggled to be understood by friends, family, partners, and colleagues in the workplace. And I was very often frustrated and felt like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. So trying to be what I was supposed to be so I could be happy. So in my 30s, as I realized I couldn't keep living like this for the next 50 years, I started searching for more. And this took me down a path of personal development and new ideas. I realized that life could be so much bigger and more than what I'd been told. I moved out of the darkness of these restrictions and I began to see the light of more opportunity. Now, I tried a lot of things in the pursuit of happiness and success and eventually burned out with chronic fatigue and lost a lot of what I'd created, work, wealth, health, and a lot of friends along the way. So I went into the darkness in a dark night of the soul that lasted a lot of months and then kept recurring over many years. So I could see the darkness and corruption of the human-made world and what it is, and I could see why I would never be happy in it, and I didn't want to be a part of it, but I couldn't figure out how to get out of it. So for another 6 or 7 years, I bounced between the dark and the light, seeing the good and seeing the bad. But the dark always sort of overshadowed it as I tried to extract myself from the human-made systems of reality. I was fighting against them. I knew I had a mission and a purpose to help people to see this truth, and I kept trying to move into this work, but I didn't realize I had to help myself complete my own evolution and to an extent embody the experience before I could actually support others to do the same. So 2020 and the global events that occurred, which we can't always mention, caused me to dive back into a very dark hole. And after a lot more personal introspection, soul searching, and even more life changes, I eventually came out of it for what I believe, fingers crossed, is the last time. But it feels completely different. I finally feel at peace with whatever unfolds personally and collectively. So what's changed? Well, I can finally see the light in the darkness and the darkness in the light. I finally mostly unified the dark and light in aspects of myself and reality. I kind of no longer need to oscillate dramatically between the two. I am the two and I can appreciate them both for what they are and experience them both at the same time. I can be in the light and see the dark. I can see the good in the darkness and I can see the darkness in the light. The gifts of spiritual awakening are on the other side of acceptance and allowance of the struggle between the two and this process of bringing them closer and closer together. So the person I am now is only because I moved through this process, as painful as it was at times. A spiritual awakening is like the transformation of a caterpillar into a butterfly. It's only through that struggle and the necessity of pushing through and out of the cocoon that a butterfly is born. It doesn't resist. It faces the challenge head on and does what it has to do. It doesn't run away. It doesn't lie back and give up. It knows it'll get to the other side. So let me know your experience of spiritual awakening in the comments. How similar or different is it to that story? So going through a spiritual awakening and seeing the light and the possibilities of reality can be exhilarating. It's inspiring and enlightening. And you see the world differently and want to share it with everyone you meet and know. So in this sense, you're energetically vibrating at a different level to many people around you, and it can feel like no one understands. People might look at you strangely and draw away, not understanding what's gotten into you or what you're talking about. It's an energetic shift within you. So too, awakening to the darkness can also be really isolating. People around you might not understand why you're depressed, sad, or disconnected. A lot of them may pull away because they can't see what you see. They don't understand or do not know how to help. Or you may pull away because you want to be on your own and you don't want to play in that for the moment. The process of spiritual awakening is often something experienced on your own, and it might include periods of isolation, disconnection, loneliness, and aloneness. You might explore the darkness and try to navigate what is happening to you on your own. At the same time, it might include periods of euphoria and total connection to nature and everything as you explore aspects of the light. So this process of awakening can be really chaotic, confusing, and contradictory as you oscillate between waking up to the world's darkness and then the light and these highs and lows. So how do you prepare yourself for this? Well, I realize now that my spiritual awakening took so long because I didn't understand what was happening. I resisted any kind of change for a lot of the time, and I was trying to overcome the darkness and hold on to the light. So knowing what I know now, if I had to go through this again with this knowledge, I'll do it differently and I'd give up to the process. I would not resist and fight the darkness, nor would I strive for the light. I'd aim to reduce that oscillation process between the two as much as possible and bring them together as quickly as possible. And this is the ultimate outcome, when you can see the darkness, but you can work through the emotional response, and you see the light, but you can release the attachment to it. I would constantly remind myself that everything is temporary and merely an experience, and I'd attempt to look for the good in the bad and the bad in the good. I try to see the light in the dark and the dark in the light. I try not to chase a reality or hold on to anything. Instead, attempt to live in the present, understand and allow the experience, and know and trust that the gifts are exposed in moving through it to get to the other side. So for me, it's only now, literally years and years later, that I can see the gifts of experiences that at the time I resisted, but had to happen to get me to where I am today. I would help people by telling them the same. I would say to you, the gifts are there and waiting. They will be yours when you embrace this process of spiritual awakening and choose to open up and experience it all, the darkness and the light. It's just temporary. It's not you. You're totally safe as you move through this process. Your experience and how you do it is up to you. The choice is always yours. So hopefully this helped you understand what a spiritual awakening might look like in your life. And remember, it is personal and it is going to be different for everyone. My experience will not be yours. But the core is literally waking up to the truth of who you are and what the world is, and both the darkness and light of those things. So if this topic interests you and you want to know more about the process of awakening or the dark night of the soul, then check out the episodes appearing on the screen, or the links are in the description. I hope that wherever you are in your journey of awakening, you found this episode helpful. Have a fabulous day, and I will see you next time.